Well, good morning again. Well, we're going through some changes, aren't we? I think the key words there were going through. And it's always interesting. What else can you say? Things are always interesting. Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Isaiah 58, 6 through 12. This should be a familiar passage to a few of us here. We base our ministry on it. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thine house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Does that sound familiar? That's what we do here. That's what God called this ministry to do many years ago. When Pastor Mike and Pastor Linda, when God started it through Pastor Mike and Pastor Linda. 5 years ago, when Pastor Mike died, everybody was writing our obituary. Not just his, but ours. I remember going into the store. It was a general store at that time. It's Coyote Foods now. But I was standing there in the meat market and listening to two people talking about how everything was going to shut down here. And I looked at the meat cutter and I said, No, it isn't. No, we're going to continue. See, God wasn't through with us, was he? Now with the death of Pastor Linda, it's happening again. Somebody got a phone call saying, Well, is everybody going to be moving off property? Are you guys shutting down? No. Why would we? Have we been told to? No. 5 years ago in a sermon I preached, several times I quoted the second half of Daniel 11:32. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Actually, that word exploits is in italics. That means it's not original. It's there for clarification. So what it says is the people that do know their God shall be strong and do. That's what we're here for, to do. That hasn't changed. That continues. Do we know our God? Can we do all things through Christ who strengthens us? Psalm 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Did God build this house? Did God build this ministry? God built this church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The gates of hell are coming against us. And we knew they would, didn't we? We need to be prayed up and we need to be ready. Because the enemy is going to attack us. The gates of hell will not prevail against it when I build my church, Jesus said. I know. He was talking about the worldwide church. You know, the church he's coming back for. But it's the same principle, isn't it? He built this place. He will protect it. He will keep it going until he's ready for it to shut down. And that's not happening yet. There's a lot of work out there that still needs to be done. We have a lot of faithful servants in here that work awful hard, and they continue to. Because they have a heart for God, they have a heart for the things that He has a heart for. His nature in us, His empowerment, He strengthens us. We continue. Surely when she was writing on the web page the announcement of the passing of Pastor Linda, said Pastor Wayne will carry on. I believe those words were very prophetic. And it's not just me. We all will carry on. We will continue to do what we're called to do. Why? Because the people that know their God shall be strong. Until he says it's over. It's not over. There's work still to be done. I don't know about you, but I'm in it for the long haul. Anybody else? Our opening scripture today was Philippians 3:12-14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He has a purpose for us, doesn't he? He has a purpose for every one of us. He's going to fulfill that purpose in us. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We press on. We press into the things of God. We press toward His purpose being fulfilled. Well, you guys are going to be out of here early today. But that's okay. That's right, we have communion. So the sermon can be short, can it? In closing, I want to talk about two people. One's the Apostle Paul. Everything he went through, and everything he suffered, and everything he experienced. And yet, everything of the world he counted as dung. He was concerned with God's purpose being fulfilled, God's work being done. He was a faithful servant. He had some people surrounding him. One of his name was Demas. We read about him first in Philemon, where he's referred to as he's basically a faithful servant, a helper of Paul. But yet you go a little further in 2 Timothy. It says when Paul was in prison that Demas had departed because he loved the things of the world more than the things of God. I don't see any Demases in here. I don't see anybody that's going to depart. I see a lot of people, well, quite a few people anyway. Not as many as I thought would be here today. But I see a lot of people that are faithful servants. This morning is Communion Sunday. You may have noticed I'm kind of breaking tradition. Because on Communion Sunday, I always wear my red shirt. Today I'm not. I'm wearing green because green represents life. I find it interesting that Linda's maiden name was Kime. Kime, which in Hebrew means life. Or is Hebrew for life. Today we celebrate life. Because like it or not, we're stuck with it, aren't we? Until he comes back. But that's okay. As long as he's got something for us to do. Tasks to perform. And as long as he gives us the power and the strength to do it, then we continue. We carry on. We do. I'm going to ask Bill and George to pass out the elements, please. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 32. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. This is a time, as they're being passed out, that we close our eyes, we bow our heads, and we talk to the Lord about anything that would disqualify us from partaking of this. It's real easy to do. If you have aught against your brother or if you have unconfessed sins, talk to God about it. Because even though this says, it's almost like it's telling us not to do it, he wants us to do it. He wants us to talk to him and settle things up with him. And at the first opportunity, if we have a problem with someone else, deal with it. But it's that willingness that he's looking for. It's that willingness. So let's all just take some time and examine our hearts and speak to the Lord. Has everybody been served? Did we miss anybody? Good. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this bread. We thank you, Lord, for what it represents. We thank you, Lord, for the body, your body, that you freely gave for us, Lord. It suffered abuses and it suffered torture, Lord, that we can't imagine. And we thank you for giving your body, giving yourself for us. You may eat the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the precious blood that you shed, the blood that cleanses us from our sins. Lord, the blood that brings life. You may drink the cup. Now, this is a time when Linda would come up and sing Jesus, there's something about that name. So let's stand up and let's sing it to her. No, let's sing it to Jesus.
Jesus, 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 there's just Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Yes, Lord, there's something about that name. The name Jesus, the name of the, in Hebrew, literally means salvation. Yeshua. Salvation. You are salvation. You are our salvation. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for visiting us here, being with us. And Lord, we pray that you would continue that presence with us through our day and through our lives, Lord, in everything we do, everywhere we go. Lord, I want everybody that looks at us to know that we are yours. Help us, Lord, to bring glory to your name in everything we do, to honor you, to serve you. Be with each one of us today, Lord. Guide and direct us, and Lord, bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.